Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you guys are getting really fun spam ads on social media now?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
They're nice.
Coming in.
They are. I get a couple. Did you guys see the one that I put on Instagram a couple days ago? It was this one woman who was sitting in a park dressed in all black, and she had one name, and then somebody else with another fake profile, same picture.
Yeah.
Like they've got to be lost on twins.
Obviously. That's the only explanation. I can't be being catfished. How did these two women who look exactly alike and were in the exact same spot at the exact same day not meet each other when they looked so much alike?
So crazy.
Yeah. No, but yeah.
So crazy.
I don't know what it is about once you start putting your name with a brand, you start getting really crazy ads.
I mean, this is bold. It just says take off my pants with 2 exclamation points.
What do they look like? What does the person look like that sent it?
You can't.
Is she in a bikini?
It's Instagram, so jean skirt.
0 followers, 0 posts.
Right?
0 following. That is obviously going to be
legit.
No, that's straight legit. No,
what's the best way to spend an evening?
Oh yes.
Oh, sorry. She didn't even say Anne. Just best way to spend evening.
I got one that says I'm a satisfaction hunter woman from a single man. Look at my body. Contact me on my site below. But. Then when I clicked in, because obviously, you know, this is something that you do, because this seems so real. Oh, dear. I want to make love tonight. Please blank my blank with your banana. Check my link to contact me. I'm very aroused.
Does she want an actual banana?
Yeah.
God, or is that like middle school?
I don't know. She does look.
She looks hot.
Really? Well,
from what you keep flashing to me.
Okay, well, you know, that's usually
it.
That's usually who they pick. Wouldn't that be crazy?
She also looks 12. Never mind, I take it back.
Yeah,
no,
I'm deleting this. But wouldn't that be crazy to know that someone was using your picture for a fake profile somewhere?
I got one. Hi, my name is John. I like your profile and like to have you as my sugar baby, if you don't mind, which comes with allowance. Distance is not a problem for me. I'm not interested in sex. Just need attention. Text me if you're seriously interested.
Yeah, if he's sending you money just to give him attention.
Well, he hasn't sent the money yet.
Like, have you,
contacted him?
You sent your bank account so he can send the money into you, right?
Huh?
You sent him your information so he can send the money into your account?
Yeah, I gave him my bank account number and my social security and all that stuff. He hasn't hit yet. I think he's just busy.
Right. That's obviously it. What's his name?
Rogers John.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I gave
John Rogers.
I think it's John Rogers.
Okay. Okay.
But hey, he has 6 posts. It's private, but there's 6 of them.
You're not going to follow him back?
No, he's not following me.
Oh, all right then.
He couldn't even give me a courtesy follow.
That's true. If he wants to be your sugar daddy, he should at least add you.
At least.
Not fair. Also, Chris, you ran into the same thing that I ran into about 3 or 4 months ago online, and that was being primed for the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah. I got an invitation yesterday, the day before, to finally join the New World Order Illuminati, a part of the elite of the world. And
they're just sending those out on social media now?
Yeah, but I'm confused because they only had 56 followers.
Right. Well, no, it's private. It's private.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear how that story ended with me?
I have not.
Oh, God. So I decided to follow it, like to go through with it and just kind of talk to this person and chat with them. It was the Grand Master of the Great Illuminati Brotherhood. That's who I talked to, right? So I finally get in a chat with this guy, right? I'm following it all the way to that point. And then he just keeps saying that he's the leader of the Great Illuminati Brotherhood. And then
if you wouldn't you keep saying that to people?
I mean, it was really taking up a lot of space.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So accidentally I called him the Grand Dragon and not the Grand Master.
How dare you?
And he stopped talking to me.
Yeah.
That's how I got. That's how I didn't get in the Illuminati. So don't make that mistake.
All right.
Chris.
I need to see if this is the same individual.
I wonder,
hey, can you forward me that?
Absolutely.
No, you have to be invited.
I guess I don't have permission yet. I'm not even in the organization. I haven't sacrificed any babies yet.
Yeah, you have to wait till the great Illuminati Brotherhood gets a hold of you personally in your inbox.
I'm getting, all I'm getting is, hey, yes, it's me, a beauty, free and single girl. I want to show you my sex photos.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Oh, man. I feel like I only ever did it once, but...
Really?
It was scary.
Why?
It's scary to go to a concert alone.
No.
No.
I don't,
no.
Really?
Wait, I met my buddy Matt when I went to a show alone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it...
It was Deer Hunter and Coheed. Of course.
I saw them on the calendar. They're playing soon.
Who?
Deer Hunter, I thought.
Where? Not here.
We'll look into that.
Don't.
Okay.
Don't.
We'll look into that. Let's not get carried away with that.
All right. That's what I'm doing now.
You don't go to concerts alone?
Ah, no. And I know. I should be able to do things like that. Because I have no problem going to eat alone.
Oh, really? Okay. See, I can't do that. Really? I don't like
Do you go to the movies alone?
No. I don't like going to the movies.
Like at all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. No, I don't. But... So you guys have no problem with doing that?
No, I went to Kelly Clarkson and New Kids on the Block alone.
We were there with you.
I went to Catfish and the Bottlemen alone.
Thanks, buddy.
And well, got asked if I worked for The Buzz, and that was before I worked for The Buzz.
Did you say yes?
No.
Why?
Because I wasn't working here. She was probably going to ask me like for tickets or something, and I was like, no.
Oh, yeah, that does happen.
She just walked up after the show. She's like, do you work for The Buzz? Because I was wearing my Buzz shirt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no.
You'd be like, no, I look like... People say I look like this Dustin guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but really, I'm the football player, Travis Kelce. Yeah, that's it. I'm Travis Kelce, not that. So because of that, because of going to a concert, well, you, Dustin, have a little situation that we were talking about off air.
Basically, I buy tickets for all the concerts I want to go to long in advance so that I can get them cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I had tickets for Head in the Heart 6 months ago before I had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So I have a single ticket, and it's way up in the front. Second row, right by the stage.
Right.
But it's a single ticket.
So?
So I asked our promotions if they could get me tickets. And they're like, sure. And they give me tickets. And they gave me four, which is nice. But they're not close. I don't want to sound ungrateful. So I'm very grateful that they did that.
Of course.
They're just not close. And the one I bought is very, very close.
Okay.
I'm from second row to like...
Section 3.
Exactly.
To be fair, the Coheed show, I was in the opposite.
I don't want to hear about that
show.
No,
I was in the opposite from where your seats were. I was on the opposite side.
You were here?
They weren't that great.
Hey, look, they're free tickets!
They're free!
They're free!
No. The first one, like the first row bit, the one you pay for. Yeah, it was so off to the side that you could only... It wasn't, I mean, eh. Well, at least you're more centered with the new ones.
You're still off to the side with the new ones.
Way off to the side.
But.
Ow.
But.
Sorry.
But the question is, does that make it better? Instead of having one really good seat.
Right.
One really good seat where you can be like, hey, I'm sorry, but I'm going to this concert alone because I would like to see the band, you know, and like in there. I'm so close that I can see inside their pores. But instead, they give you four like crappy tickets.
I'd rather have the four.
What is better? Really?
Yes. Because then I can take people that I'll actually have fun with. And it's about the experience, not so much. I'll still be able to hear the music and see the band instead of having to make friends, which...
You don't like making friends?
I'm good at making friends.
Yeah.
But concert friends are concert friends. You know, you talk to each other at the concert and then you're like, hey, never see you again. That was fun.
That's not always the case.
Mm. That's right. Stacy met one of her friend soulmates.
Yeah.
And now
we go to shows all the time together. Okay.
I would much rather have a single great ticket than four lame tickets.
That's the guy who's married to all of us. The one who
but I think I'm kind of with you, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't need to be around people to enjoy music. I don't know I'm going to be surrounded by people, but I'm there for the experience and the music and the whole event of it. And I don't need distractions of other people waiting for them for food, the bathroom, walking.
Yes, because you don't let anybody go to the bathroom.
No.
He doesn't. We planned this road trip, and I was like, where can we stop to pee? He's like, you're going to have to get one of those... She sheds. What are they called?
A she-wee.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Once again, the text line has saved all of our problems.
Yeah, they just solved it for me. They said, you should go and take the good seat, but give your girlfriend all four of the not as good seats.
There you go.
Just stand in the front and wave. Be like, hey, babe, yeah, I'm up here.
Just like an airplane, you know, we can lift up the armrest and take the whole thing.
Because I'm pretty sure she doesn't know this band anyway, so I can just be like, hey.
Right.
You know?
I think you should
do
that.
Hope you're having fun back there.
Yeah, she probably doesn't want to sit
She won't be able to see you because they're so far away, but...
Okay.
But don't worry, she'll text and she'll be there in spirit sitting next to you. But the thing about going to concerts with people is if they want to see the opener, you gotta go early.
The worst is the GA. We've gotta go early, early, early so that we can get a good spot.
Right.
No, we don't. I'm too tall to have a good spot. I can only imagine.
Wait, you're so tall that every spot is a good spot.
Correct.
Right.
So
for me, the bar in the back.
It does not matter.
Right.
But for everyone else I go with, they want to be close, and then I get yelled at the whole time.
Yeah, because you're the guy who's standing in front of me.
Me too.
I can't see.
I'm sorry.
You move right in front of me.
I'm sorry. Did your ticket say GA? Did your ticket say GA?
Ooh.
Show up earlier.
Whoa.
No. I will have been there the entire time with doors open and then some a-hole walks right in front of me, tall as hell.
Always
does. I'm here now.
Always
does. Now you can hear the music, but all you can see is my stupid sweaty back.
Whatever.
And neck.
And neck. And you're flopping sweat in my face.
I don't know.
Gross.
I don't know how many times.
This is why I just go alone.
I don't know how many times I've counted the neck hair on the back of tall gentlemen that have been in front of me at concerts.
Gross. Make sure you buzz that neck hair, please.
Yeah, please. Like, when you go to Great Clips, ask him to do that, because I've got to look at that at a concert.
Oh, my God.
But there are problems with, again, showing up so early. Like, what do people do?
Are you okay?
No, because I need to know this. This is like, I would give up my wanting to know the meaning of life just to know the answer to this question. What do people do when you've been standing in the same spot for, I don't know, 14 hours?
Right.
How do they pee? Is this another shiwi thing?
No. You just don't drink.
This is how important shiwis are.
That's the problem with it. You don't drink and then pass out.
You get dehydrated and you pass out like two did at the concert.
Do gentlemen
that's not even
urinate?
That bad. We did
outdoor
at
festivals.
Yes, outdoor festivals.
Right in the GA, you just urinate.
Yes,
where you're standing.
Yep.
Sit,
hold on.
Like,
no, you can just sit down and pull up your shorts and just push it out, and then just uncasually pee.
You push it out.
Sit down.
Thank you. Dustin.
Why are you sitting down?
Because you got a little hole. It's going to shoot out a bit.
Or like full on sit. No,
just sit down.
Chris can sit on the toilet seat if he wants to. Dustin, do you really?
No, I'm talking about like sitting like outside.
Oh.
In the grass. You just pull up your shorts, pull it out, and just shoot up away towards your legs, and you can just casually
go. I wish we were talking about something else. This is the first time I wish we were talking about guns.
Why couldn't you just, like, shove it to your side, to the side, where it's
shove
on
it
your
to
leg.
Your side.
Shove it to your side.
To the left. To the
and,
left.
And just have it go down your short, like your shorts. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's basically what I'm doing.
But you're pulling it out the front.
Wait, I'm
you
sorry.
Don't have to
I'm
sit
sorry.
Down
I'm
if you
I'm
just
doing
the sideways.
Arch down here and then pull up the shorts and have it come down like by like my mid thigh.
No, I pull the shorts up from here all the way.
How big it is?
How big do you think it is, Stacey?
Are they not always this big?
Both gentlemen are now standing very closely to Stacey Moody on either side and simulating.
Wieners are very close to my face.
Yeah. I would. I.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
And we're back. This is the Johnny Dare Show. No, this is Jordan Silver and Friends. Now we're going to talk about abstinence.
Ew.
I know. Sorry.
Saving
statistically,
myself for
it
marriage.
Doesn't work.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Statistically, abstinence does prevent pregnancy, but I'm not saying that we need to practice or preach that. But that is an option to not have sex.
How an immaculate conception is the only other option, right? Which, by the way, I was.
Of course.
Somebody messaged me yesterday about that. They're like, you know, when you said that you were an immaculate conception, I thought that this was like some grand ego thing. And I was like, no, I just can't picture. I don't ever want to think that my parents. Blah, 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 blah.
That you once were a sperm?
Ah, blah.
You were one of the lucky
in
ones.
In your dad's wiener.
She was one of the lucky ones.
This is the Johnny Dare Show. All right, hold on. All right, I'm sorry. I started this. I'm going to end
it. Yeah, this is all you. This all is your fault.
That was rewinding the show. That's what that was?
Blue, blue, blue,
I mean, I do want to get back to you sitting down when you pee, but
yeah,
maybe
right?
one day. Maybe we'll come back to that one day. Now I'm going to throw a curveball. Stacey.
Oh.
You were in our group text.
Yeah.
And you felt very passionately about something.
So upset.
I thought your mom knew you.
Apparently she doesn't.
She listened to the show.
I hope she's listening right now because I'm about to rip it.
Yeah.
To rip it hard.
She seems to not know you. Hold on. I've got a song that will fit in there. I thought I knew you well.
Is this just somebody that I used to know?
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that
foreshadowing.
Song.
Remember when the song got played?
Guess what song's coming
7,000 times.
Remember when they played it every five, like every other song?
It's a great song. It's a great song.
It's good. Like it's good. I'm just glad it's not playing every 5 seconds anymore.
All right. Well, if this pisses you off, then maybe I will.
No, it's just, I mean, we don't have to argue about it.
It's a great song.
It's a good song. I like it.
Will you sing along? No, I just hit preview. So. All right, sorry. Okay. You know what? We'll just get into the thing
right
now.
Yeah, okay. So I'm on the phone with my mom last night, and mm-hmm. she's like, hey, I got you a new shirt. And I was like, okay, uh-oh. That's always scary.
Do you like when your mom buys you clothes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think she's listening. Like, oh, no, okay. Really, like, normally it's a hit or miss. Like, it's, okay, thank you. I was at the store and I thought of you and I thought you might like that. That's really nice. Thank you, Mom. But this one, not so much. So she's like, have you ever heard of the brand Life is Good?
Oh, my God.
That's the little stick figure. Yeah, right?
Life is Good.
Everything in that, like, there's a place in Lee's Summit that has, it's, I don't know what it's called, but it's just Life is Good.
Don't they sell that?
Threw up, projectile vomited in that store. Literally anything you can put words on, Life is Good is on it.
I think you could get Life is Good stuff at Whole Foods.
God, probably.
I'm serious. Company's been around since 1994, just to let everybody
know. Did she give you that shirt ironically?
I don't even know what it no! She's like, well, I like it. I think it's cute. I go, Mom, no, no, no. And she goes, well, I'm giving it to you. I go, I'm not going to wear it. I'm not going. I'm telling you. She goes, you can wear it to bed. I go, I'm not putting that on my body.
You're not going to show the world
I'm
that
so
you're having
emo
a good
and
life.
Hipster. I can't even wear it to bed. Oh, my gosh.
Apologies to anyone who wears
There are
life
starving
is good.
Kids.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
I guess there are worse problems in the world than your mom buying you a T-shirt. But my God.
Why would she think that you, I mean, you are the saltiest you-know-what that I know.
Right?
Yeah. Life is good that.
Not only, like, take away the brand and, like, how cheesy and awful it is. The phrase, life is good. I have never, ever, ever in my entire lifetime have I ever uttered that sentence.
So just artistically take it, take a big, big old black Sharpie. Cross over good with a big old X and just put bad, make it your own.
Or I just don't wear it.
Right. Wait, hold on. There's got to be something good going on in your life, Stacey Moody.
I mean, sure, it's not the worst life, but I'm not going to like wear a shirt that says life is good with a little stupid stick figure smiley face on it.
How many things
can
need
I
to
have it?
Yeah, Dustin's life is pretty good.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell your mom thank you. I appreciate her.
You can tell her thank you now.
Thank you, Mama Moody.
There you go.
For your appreciative and thoughtful gift that your daughter so graciously wants to throw in the trash because she's a horrible
No,
human.
I want to burn it.
Oh, my God.
Damn, life is not good.
It's not that my life isn't good. It's just the brand is so awful.
It's like when you drive by a car that has a personalized license plate that says something like blessed. They're like a beautiful human in an expensive car and you're just like, you got it all.
You know what I relate life is good is the same people who wear that stuff and like wear and like sport that are the same people who live in Kansas City with the bumper sticker Salt Life on their car.
Oh my God, we're so far away from people. Salt. That doesn't count for lakes, does it?
No.
Okay.
No!
All right, that's what I thought. I'm just asking.
No, they just have a boat and they wear the shirts that have the fish on them. And
which I swear to God, until I realized it was Salt Life, which was years after I first started seeing it, I thought it was Slut Life. I was like, well, that's bold. Is that advertising?
I wish that the good-looking person,
right,
in the very first car, the personalized plate that said Slut Life.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
So yesterday, we talked about this on Tuesday, I wanted to go to this scooter meetup.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I told you to go to therapy, and you still went to the scooter meetup?
Right. And I texted my therapist, and she texted me back. I texted her something like, something came up, and I can't make it to therapy. And
did you give her the diarrhea story?
No, I just, that you can, you don't have to tell them exactly what's happening.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, I think it's a HIPAA violation or something.
Oh, sure. Okay.
It's like illegal for them to ask exactly what's going on, even though, again, she knows me better than I know myself. But so I texted her that something came up and she texted me back. Oh, okay. Hope everything is fine. So I kind of just let it sit there, which I was like, oh, is she worried about me? I don't know. But I was like, eh, it's fine. I can do this. And I went to the meeting, the meetup. And the damn news was there.
Turned out to be more popular than you think.
Yeah. The news was there.
Uh-huh.
And somebody screenshot a picture of me just in the background on the news at the school.
Oh, no.
So.
That's incredible.
It's instant karma, man. I can't.
It is.
I can't lie. And it's not because of any other reason than it just comes back like pretty fast on me. And I've learned this in my life.
Well, you told me just like a week ago that you've kind of had bad luck. And that the thing that I had gotten for you as a gift, you're like, oh, something's going to go wrong with it. And look what happened.
Yes.
That's like if somebody, like you call in sick to work and then someone posts a picture of you partying like
right.
that night.
Right.
It's like, dude, I told you not to post
it. Don't do that.
I mean, is it really the equivalent of that? Like, it wasn't work. It was an appointment. And I wasn't hungover. I just decided to go to a scooter meet.
You weren't completely obligated to go.
To which one?
Well, either, but I was going with therapy.
I just can't believe the news was there. And I showed up with my own scooter, with my own helmet,
oh my God.
Looking all dorky.
Do you have those things on the handlebars yet?
Oh, no, not yet.
Wow.
For my birthday, Stacey Moody got me streamers. They're bright pink.
You should have just said yes.
I should have just said yes.
Right, yeah. It's not like I'm going to know.
Well, in case you watch the news and I'm just in the background right there scooting around like a rock star. I did feel like a nerd. I did. But,
good.
But, the Kansas City Clean Air Commission group was there. And they were talking about how scooting is an alternate means of transportation besides
driving.
Oh, I thought
they were against it.
No. They were like, yeah.
I was ready. I was like, oh, God.
This rules.
Nice.
It's electricity and farts. I don't know. What is the
but
gas?
But is scooters really going to replace transportation?
Well, no, but it...
Little
like
transportation.
Jordan scooted to like Caddyshack instead of driving.
Mm-hmm. I didn't waste...
It's short distances.
Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't scoot from Raytown where you live to work, but if you're downtown, you don't have to park. You can just take your scooter, fold it up, make it look like an oxygen tank.
These scooters are just for the elitists in downtown.
We are not elitists.
I bet you could scoot around any town.
Yeah. I didn't think that this was going to catch on like it is, but this is really like a wave. I mean, Stacey Moody, you got on one and you were...
I did. If I had the means to purchase one, I honestly probably would.
That's my girl.
It was a lot of fun.
It was.
It was going terrifying, but it was fun.
Fun little adventures, like going to look at things in Kansas City, doing like a little tour of Kansas City is so fun when it's on a scooter. You're like, oh, I can just pull over right here and look at this beautiful garden.
Right. I thought about, I was walking the other day to get coffee because it was nice out. And then halfway there, I was like, it's not as nice as I thought and I'm sweating.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know, it'd be really, really awesome if I had a scooter. But then, hold on.
I know.
How am I going to hold my coffee?
Right.
Cup holder.
I got
oh
one.
Oh my God, they have mine. Cup holders?
I got one for mine.
That's it.
It's like $4. On Amazon.
Cup holders for everything.
Yeah, you clamp it right on, and then exactly.
Freaking sold.
All right, so we're going to...
I'm on board.
We're going to start our scoot.
I need to find $600 first, but...
There's the money tree right out there.
Oh.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus. Jordan Silver and Friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
Well, son of a bitch, Boston's Straight Pride Parade has a date now. August 31st. The city had to give them a green light because legally they can't deny a permit based on an organization's values. This is what the guy who is putting it all together has to say about the inclusivity of his event.
The parade's organizer spoke today about what he hopes can come of the event.
All people from all communities are welcome so long as they show mutual respect.
I just say we go take it over. You guys want to go to Boston?
Hell yeah.
I want to go to Boston anyway.
Let's go to Boston because my dog needs a lawyer.
My dog needs
and
a lawyer.
I need to pack my car and have a yard.
I gotta find my khakis.
Dustin, what's up?
Hey, do we all use our map systems for basically everything? Because I'm useless without mine.
Of course.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, well, 100 drivers ended up on the side of the road in Colorado. Their GPS system took them an alternate route, and they ended up in some muddy, not real road.
Okay.
So there's actually a clip from The Office that reminds me exactly of this.
To the right, bear right over the bridge and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Maybe it's
turn.
A shortcut, Dwight. It said go to the right.
It can't mean that. There's
look,
a lake
right
there.
Right, it knows where
straight.
It is going.
This is the lake.
Machine knows.
This is the lake.
Stop yelling at me.
No, it's
stop
not
yelling.
There's no road here.
Are you guys bummed that they're pulling that off?
Yes.
Okay, Chris.
You got
my life is over. Netflix, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
So I will record it on VHS tape for you. Every single episode. I'll buy a VHS player. I'll buy you the DVD set. Will that make
I need them.
It's going to be tough to follow up that, but I think I got it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a student at KU who is looking under stalls in the ladies' room. Yeah, it's this turd in a really stupid hat. Well, there's a picture of him. He's just living his life as a straight man.
Peeking
in stalls at ladies.
How Chuck Berry of him. Oh, come on. Really?
Chuck Berry did that?
Yes. Christopher?
Yeah. Did you know that in Utah, you can get a misdemeanor for letting your cat lay in your yard?
You call it a misdemeanor?
No. Why?
Because apparently in Utah, in this city ordinance, you can't have your animals at large, which includes, according to the city, not on a leash.
Oh, damn.
You get a misdemeanor.
You get a misdemeanor?
Misdemeanor.
It's Misty.
It's a misdemeanor.
Oh, my God, that's my stripper name.
Yes.
Misdemeanor.
So it sounds like a roller derby name.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
Wow, you guys, that was like an interpretive dance.
Oh, I love that song.
I almost wanted to turn the music down and turn you guys on. Everyone was rocking out to that song.
Yeah, we were getting it. We were getting bucking here.
That is
I like that song.
That is the JSAF anthem, I guess, right now.
Right now, yeah.
Unlikely candidates.
Chris,
Novocaine. Right. Huh, that's my jam. It's been my song that I turn on when I go to work, when I leave work.
Wow.
Interesting. I listen to it at the gym. That's one of my go-to.
It gets you pumped.
It's pumped.
A good
up.
Song. And then you got the wonderful song by them, Celebrate, which is can get emotional.
Oh, God, not again. Okay. So,
I love you. Let's not pull another Adam Sandler cry.
Right.
You need to drop that, Stacey.
Do I?
Yeah.
All right, Jordan, what's going on?
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Dustin. thanks, Dustin. I feel like you guys, I'm interviewing you on the field after a football game and you guys are fighting. Dustin's back at the station. He's like that uncomfortable news person that's like, oh, crap, our reporter just got shot. We'll be right back. So,
technical difficulties.
Actually, if you pay attention to the show and you know about Chris and his love and not extensive knowledge yet of the alternative music story, you may actually win tickets to our silent disco. Because let's do a game. Let's do the JSAF scavenger hunt. Haven't done this one in a minute.
Scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Like it.
So to win tickets to our silent disco, you just have to be the first person with the right answer to call in and give it to us. So these are questions that you can't Google. They're about us and things that we've talked about on the show. If you listen regularly, you probably know the answer, but it can also be found on a podcast, too. A recent podcast, too, for all of our questions. Yeah. Like, we talked about yours today, Dustin.
Literally today, yeah.
This week. So there's only, like, my God, there's only one podcast, really,
where
you guys are on it. So, okay, all right. That's very good information for you. So if you would like a pair of tickets to our silent disco, the first question for the JSAF scavenger hunt, I'll go first. Question is, where is my gaping hole?
I've got a couple guesses.
Where is my gaping hole? If you want a pair of tickets to our silent disco, be the first person with that answer for the JSAF scavenger hunt. 576-7965.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
JSAF scavenger hunt for tickets to our silent disco. Hey, The Buzz, where is my gaping hole?
It was above your oven, but didn't they fix it because you complained on social media?
Yes. Are you the person that manages my apartment building?
No.
Oh, good. Wow, congratulations. I'm so glad you didn't say something dirty. The phones are lighting up right now. I have a feeling that most of them are going to say something dirty. What is your name?
My name is Ashley.
All right, Ashley, we'll see you Saturday at our silent disco.
Awesome, thanks so
much. Appreciate the call. Thank you. So, I think we'll keep going with the questions. Really hard scavenger hunt questions. Sounds like you can find these answers all on the podcast on Tuesday if you don't already inherently know them. So, for tickets to our silent disco, just be the first caller with the right answer to this question about Chris.
Where's the question?
It's the second question. Everybody, that's not the question.
Which alternative anthem did I not know when we were doing Stump the Professionals on Tuesday?
Ooh.
All right. Which alternative anthem does he not know? We yelled at him.
We yelled at him
on Tuesday about this. If you know the answer, first person with the answer wins silent disco tickets. 576-7965.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and friends.
It's the JSAF scavenger hunt for tickets to our silent disco on Saturday. Chris, you ready?
Let's go.
All right, your question was, which alternative anthem did Chris not know when we were doing Stump the Professionals on Tuesday?
Good morning, The Buzz. Do you know the answer?
Good morning. Was it Green Day's Basket Case?
Oh, it wasn't. I'm sorry. 96.5 The Buzz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Do you know the answer?
Yes, I believe it was Icky Thump.
Yes!
You are correct.
How do you feel about Chris not knowing that song? Should we whip him?
Yes.
Okay. It's a very monotone answer. So, okay, let's do another question.
All right.
This one about Stacey Moody. It's the JSAF scavenger hunt game for tickets to our silent disco on Saturday at the Truman. You just be the first person to call with the right answer to this question.
When I was arrested, what was I missing?
Yeah. Definitely missing something important.
Yeah. Well, And what was that?
What was the thing that Stacey Moody was missing when she got arrested? We talked about it on Tuesday, probably around this time, too.
Probably, yeah.
All right, first person with the right answer scores tickets to our silent disco, 576-7965.
One time, she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends.
For our silent disco passes, it's the Jordan Silver and Friends scavenger hunt. The question is, what was Stacey missing when she got arrested?
All right, what was I missing?
Your shoes.
Yeah!
Oh, sir, have you ever been arrested?
No, I've never been arrested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about
Would you
Stacey
like to be arrested?
What? Stop it. He's
not particularly.
Or at least handcuffed.
I'm good on that. Well, now we're talking, possibly.
Oh, okay. No, don't ask him if he's single.
All right.
Stacey. Cool. When were you born?
9/25/96.
Awesome. He's too young for Stacey.
Such a child. That's why you've never been arrested. You've never been outside without your parents before.
He sounds like a man, though.
He does sound like a man.
Anyway, okay, we'll stop hitting on you. All right, so promotions will give you a call today to let you know about your tickets, and we will see you at the show. And just look for the thirsty girl.
That's blue Stacey hair. In blue you hair. Might have Stacey requesting you on Facebook in the next day
oh
or so.
Oh, my God.
Probably. All right, I'll look out for it.
Thank you, Eric. Have a good one. All right, so... I'll bet you there's one pair of silent disco tickets that don't get picked up. They're gonna be under the poor guys.
I wouldn't blame you, Eric. I really wouldn't.
You also sounded so angry when you answered the phone.
What?
What did I forget? So we have one more question for the Jordan Silver and Friends scavenger hunt for silent disco tickets, and this one is last but not least. It is about Dustin. Be the first person with the right answer to this question, and you'll score silent disco tickets.
Yes. Who is my local celebrity lookalike?
Mm-hmm. Gary Busey.
All right. Listen here.
Yeah, you can take.
Who is? Stop it, Stacey. My local celebrity lookalike.
Yes, local celebrity lookalike. Doppelganger.
Doppelganger, whatever you want to call it. If you know the answer, be the first caller, 576-7965.
That's all professional does it, you guys. You take notes. Take notes.
We suck.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
It's the JSAF scavenger hunt for silent disco tickets. Our last question today is from Dustin.
Yep. What is my celebrity lookalike?
I'm going to say Paul Rudd.
It is not Paul Rudd.
Thank you, though.
Hey, good morning, The Buzz.
Is it Paul Rudd?
It is not Paul Rudd.
Why do people keep saying that?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Thank you for the call.
Because
he's local. Oh, I see. Okay. That's, okay. Close.
Hey, good morning, The Buzz.
Answering the question for the lookalike.
Yeah, who is the local celebrity I look like?
Paul Rudd.
Oh, my gosh. No. You're the third person.
Third person. That's not the answer we're looking for.
Apparently you look like Paul Rudd.
Apparently people haven't Googled what Justin looks like. Cause
that's fine. He's Ant-Man. So.
Dude, Paul Rudd is hot. That's a compliment.
The answer...
I don't see the resemblance.
Stacey, but... you've got to stop hitting on people today.
Yeah, for real. You thirsty, thirsty, thirsty lady.
Okay, all right.
So I guess maybe we should have said athlete.
Athlete would have helped.
Local celebrity athlete.
Yeah.
Local celebrity athlete.
Let's see if anybody can get it between now and the next time we talk.
Jordan Silver and friends. She swears to God it's a back massager. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Justin.
Yes.
What's going on?
A mayor in Lexington, Missouri has given up his position because he was bullied on social media.
What did the people do?
They just attacked him on Facebook. He said, I did not sign up for this mess, or possibly I did and just didn't realize how mean people could be.
Uh-huh.
Either way, it's no longer worth the battle. So he's just giving up.
Fella.
God, I know that feeling.
And they're attacking him because someone else got fired,
right.
And they're blaming him because he's new in town.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Huh.
Jordan, can you relate?
I don't know how we're going to move around with this giant elephant in the room right now. Chris.
Yeah, so Bitcoin last year was at $19,000 before it crashed and everyone said it's over.
Uh-huh.
It's back up to $12,000. It's quadrupled in the past 6 months. It hasn't gone away.
It was worth $4,000 when Stacey and I talked about it 2 months ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just keeps going up. It was $10,000 just 3 or 4 days ago.
Yeah, this is going to increase. And people are saying that this time around it possibly could hit $40,000, $50,000, or $60,000. And eventually we'll crash again and go up. But this cryptocurrency is going to be the new wave of the future. It's just when.
Wow.
All right, you guys want to go in on a Bitcoin?
Heck yeah.
All right, please. Sounds good. Stacey, can we borrow $12,000?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
How many do you want? You want like 4 or 5 or 12
yes.
or 50?
What? I got it. No.
Oh, yeah.
You're buying next time we go get drunk. In Bangkok, a coffee shop they'll take your order. They'll make you your coffee. They'll give it to you. And then they'll close you in a coffin.
Finally.
Say again.
Yes. They'll make you your coffee, give it to you, close you in a coffin.
Ooh.
They want you to reflect on your life and be aware of the fact that you will die.
Question.
Yeah?
Are you laying down or are you sitting up? Because if you're laying down, how are you drinking coffee?
That's a good... Maybe through a straw? I don't
but
know if
still,
they do iced coffee.
Like, it's going to have to be like one of those silly straws.
That says your name. It says yeah. Stacey Moody.
They make them custom right there.
Birthday present. All right, what do you have, Stacey?
Alabama is getting crazy with what they're giving away with cars now.
They're also going to get a Bible, an American flag, and also a 12-gauge shotgun.
They've already sold 5. They're 5.
America.
Alabama is getting crazy.
I just got a seat cover. Now I'm mad.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Okay, guys, now it's becoming real. Mm. Now it's becoming real. It's not
it's
just
actually happening.
The
yeah.
silent
Can't
disco on Saturday. It's we have DJ Tiberius in here setting his stuff up. A lot more stuff than I thought.
Yeah, it looks super, super serious over here.
He's a real pro, though.
It's way more complicated than what we can do.
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
Just the setup. I'm like, I need an adult. I can't handle this.
I know. I don't want to. I want to make sure there's no liquids near his equipment whatsoever. But
or solids.
Or solids. No one can touch anything. That's basically it. So I'm doing a 20-minute DJ set at the Silent Disco. It was one of those things where I was just like talking out of my butt. And then someone took it real serious. And then I couldn't take it back. And now we're here. Now I'm calling on favors from local DJs. Just
right?
to, like, maybe, I know you're really busy and doing a lot of stuff all the time. And you're a DJ, so that means you probably went to bed when we woke up.
If you
right?
never get out of your comfort zone, are you really living?
I live in my comfort zone.
I would really
it's
like
very,
to be in my
very
comfort
nice
zone.
There.
Because I know people are good. People think that they're really good with their music. You know, we're all good car DJs. But being an actual DJ, being somebody who makes a dance floor dance or not dance or play what they want to hear or not play what. There's so much
yeah.
to it.
It's intimidating.
You only got 20 minutes. You can handle 20 minutes.
I can really screw up 20 minutes, too.
Nope, I'm convinced you've got 20 minutes.
Look at all this equipment. Look at all those buttons. This is not just...
That's why he's here, is to help you.
Do you know how long 20 minutes is when you don't know what you're doing?
Oh, my God. It's a lifetime.
8 seconds is when you don't know what you're doing. It's a lifetime.
Just if you make it past 10 seconds and you don't just fall to the floor crying, I think you're going to be all right.
Are you going
to
be there, by the way?
Yeah, I'm going to... Like, I'm going to miss this. Oh, I'm going to be front and center.
Damn. Dustin, you're coming, right?
Me and the girlfriend.
All right.
And all my friends that I'm going to invite just to watch you. We'll just stare.
I go on at 9:40.
Wide-eyed.
So.
Meanwhile, my wife and my baby are going to be there, too.
Oh, great.
You're bringing the baby?
Yeah, she's coming with.
Everybody, just so you know, if you just tuned in, Chris's wife is pregnant, so
don't really have a choice.
Hopefully, the baby is always with her at all times.
I'm going to leave it at home.
Well, I bet in 100 years, right? Able to do that. Medical marvels.
It'll be an option.
Yeah. So, if you've ever thought about trying to DJ, if you wanted to know where to start with DJing, if there's any questions that you have with DJing, text us those right now at 96500, because we're going to talk to DJ Tiberius coming up next.
Her biggest turn on, estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5, The Buzz.
That's how I feel about DJ Tiberius right now. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. Doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm nervous.
Okay.
Because, again, I was talking out of my butt and said that I could DJ, but I can't.
That's totally fine.
So as I've been out and I've danced to you at Silent Discos, too,
mm-hmm.
The whole entire time that you were DJing, I was on the same station as you. I was like, I'm going to call that guy up and see if he'll come in at 8:30 in the morning and teach me a little something so I don't look like a fool.
Yeah, well, this is the best time because DJ time, this is a delirious time. So you'll get some...
Oh, good.
Some fun, actually, like maybe off-course kind of DJ stuff.
I love that. So tell me a little bit about yourself, though, because you're local and you've known Slim Fast. You have so many connections.
Yeah, well, so me and Slim, we went to high school together.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, all the way from junior high. Mm-hmm. So... I was originally from the East Coast, moved out here in 93. This is what's going to date me a little bit.
Oh, it's okay.
But me and him were friends and then obviously parted ways just from life. And then 10 years later, we were like, hey, you're in the entertainment industry? Same with me. Let's link back up and hang out.
Yeah, and you've been on the Church of Laszlo. You've DJed mm-hmm. before because yep. you came in and you knew exactly where to plug your stuff in.
Yeah. You know, Laszlo's been pretty intimidated when I bring this stuff in.
Oh, what does he do to you?
Oh, nothing. He just stares at it and is like, what is that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very intimidating to us, too. Like you said, you brought a little toy yep. controller as yep. well. And we're like, all right, I guess that's the one that we're going to have to touch because we can't touch the big boy stuff. So how did you get into DJing?
So I got into DJing, because I actually got jumped and broke this finger. So I've been playing music since I was 8.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time during junior high school, like I was playing bass guitar a lot and some like rock bands and stuff. And once I broke this finger at that time, I was actually starting to collect music mm-hmm. and was starting to get into it. And then had a friend that literally got a pair of turntables, tried it out for 3 months and then gave up, which is a lot of people's stories mm-hmm. back in the day, because mm-hmm. back in the day. It wasn't as convenient as it is now.
Right, right.
Like you had to have records, you had to have turntables, you had to have a mixer, a lot of components. And so honestly, for me, first step for a DJ is to have that passion for music. So for me, before I was a DJ, I was the kind of kid that had my CD case mm-hmm. and like put them in order, like mm-hmm. different genres, different color pages. Like if that's your kind of passion and connection with music,
mm-hmm.
it's easy to translate that into DJing.
Like, awesome.
Because then you get dedicated.
Like, right. Absolutely.
You're going to go for it. So.
Yeah. Is there like some kind of math equation going on in your head 24/7 when you are putting songs together?
Not really. So.
God, okay.
You know, no, it's because it is, it's all percussive based. So you're looking at. percussive.
Yep. Keep going.
So drummers are usually really natural.
Okay.
When they start first DJing.
Oh, good. I can hear drums. Thank God.
Yeah, there you go. Thank God. Because scratching is syncopation.
Right.
It's, you know, it's cutting it on and off. BPM is the main thing.
Mm-hmm. Beats per minute.
Look yep. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really, when you think about it, even if musically you haven't done it before, if you can say, oh, this song is at 108 beats per minute, and this song's at 108 beats per minute, that's mm-hmm. where you want to start.
Okay, got it. So, what about changing that? Because danced to you.
I'll take a song that's 100 beats per minute, and you bump up the speed.
Okay.
8, so it's 108. So that way it's lining up with the song that was at 108. So,
oh, my God. Yeah. All right, so math.
Yeah,
guys.
Math.
We can do this. Because now you guys are in it. So you've been doing it for a long time, and, again, your equipment is so beautiful. I was Googling equipment, and I know this is some of the top-of-the-line stuff, the way, that you brought in. But if someone were to want to start, if someone's driving in their car right now, they felt, you know, a connection to what you just said about music, where would you say for them to start?
You know what? Funny enough, I would say start with your computer.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people think about the controller and, like, where to go from. Honestly, your library and your computer is where to start. Because, once again, if you start, like, for me, the program I would suggest is Serato as a turntablist. You know, I just actually hit my 20-year mark this year. So, you know, a lot of turntablists and old heads, like, Serato and Rain were the two companies that were, like, Rain was, like, the mixer. Technics was the turntable that everybody used back in the day. And then Serato was the first time-coded software that came out that was built by a turntablist. So, Stanton, some other companies had done it, but they're first ones that, like, really did it right and kept it up. So that's why a lot of the main turntablists stay with Serato.
Got it.
Because it's constantly evolving with our needs as things continue to build.
Is there is there a pro version? Is there a beginner version of it?
There's a free version
that
usually comes.
All right, beginner. Okay, yep.
And then, you know, honestly, now the beauty of technology, like, you can get a $600, $500 controller that has everything in it. Like, this right here is $1,500, just this mixer. You know.
Everybody, Stacey, put your coffee even further away.
These are the Rain 12s. These came out, like, literally the day before I went on tour with Tech. This came out, and I had it, like, I was like, hoping it got on to the tour bus, and it did.
Yeah.
But, like, even though each one of these components are expensive, you can get a $500, $600 controller that does it. And for me, personally, using crappy gear when you start is the best way to start, if that makes sense. So when I got those free pairs of turntables, they're the kind of Technic turntables that literally didn't have a pitch adjustment slide like this. It was a wheel.
Okay.
So you didn't know if all of a sudden you ran out of, like, speed.
Right. Yep.
And so, you know, you push the button, like, the needle would come out. But that was the thing, is, like, I literally practiced for 3 years in my basement, not in front of anybody, because I have, like, major perfection OCD
kind of
stuff.
Sure. I feel like you'd have to with this.
You know, and it's good, because it's like, once you sort of take yourself out of that comfort zone to start DJing in front of people, like, you know, you get to where you don't really care, and you can get artistic with it, have fun. Like, I love doing what's called, like, a left turn or a left hook, which is you sort of piss off the crowd.
Ooh, okay, piss off the crowd. Okay.
But you got to bring it back.
Okay, and then bring back.
So I might even give you one of my routines, but so I love doing it at, like, 1 o'clock, like, main club hours. Baby Shark.
Oh, God. Oh, and wait, no, you did do this.
I did. And then I tone play it.
I got pissed off.
Exactly. Pisses you off.
I
tone play it to Next Episode.
Yes.
By Dr. Dre.
I remember this
moment. So it's that way of being like, just trust me as a DJ.
I got this.
Like Mariah Carey in the summer playing, you know, a Christmas song. It's going to piss people off.
Right.
But then if you bring it into something dope, they go, I trust you with it.
And obviously, I just remembered that part of it now, like the good part. So you definitely made up for the baby shark and the fact that now, you know, I'm not mad.
Yeah.
So the song we played two songs ago, MIA's Paper Planes, you said something like, you're glad that people still love this song.
Yeah.
You called it a classic?
To me, to me, it's a classic. Like, I love, you know, for me, anything that's still I can bring back and it not it still gel well. Like, you know, there's classics that, like, you know, I mean, funny enough, like Usher, honestly, that song's never gonna die.
Usher, yeah.
You know, after a song's played for a year, obviously there's usually like a 5-year break.
Okay. Yep.
And then once it comes almost like a throwback, it becomes a classic. That's when I enjoy getting into that category.
What are some of those songs?
Paper Planes. Like, it's like, you know, that's what, maybe, actually, that might be 10.
I think it's about 10 now.
Like,
oh, God.
Time is such
when
a
did this happen
hole.
To
I don't
us?
Know.
So, you were talking about how you played DJ Hero with your son.
Yes.
And
as any parent would know.
Of course. Yep.
They are a lot better at the technology, games, things, internet machines than us old people.
Question. I played a game way back in the day with my brother. I don't even know. If you remember this, I will feel so happy. Parappa the Rappa.
I don't.
You know Parappa the Rapper?
Yeah.
Kick, punch, it's all in the mind if you want to test me. All right, anyway, so would a couple more questions.
Yeah.
How about requests, when people come up to you and request?
I love requests. As long as, so if, you know, actually this is some advice that a celebrity gave Slim Fast once. One person, I forgot who it was. Anyways, his suggestion was, for a good society, everybody should work in the service industry for 2 years.
Sure. Yeah.
And I completely agree because just like in the, like being a waiter and stuff, it's all about how you talk to me.
Okay.
So if you come up to me and talk to me in a good nature, I'm going to respond positively.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come up and you say, "Hey, no one's dancing. This song sucks."
Oh.
Can you go to the next song now?
Oh, people are like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you ever get the joys of seeing one of my sets where I get on the mic, usually it's because I'm calling. I'll kick people out on the mic.
Okay, hold on a second. At the Silent Disco, the last one, you called me out, but I was dancing.
But that was a good one.
Okay, good. Yeah,
and I didn't use your full name because I was wanting to give you anonymity.
Oh, and that was crazy to all of a sudden just hear in your headphones your name. I was like, what? What did I do? What did I do? Has anybody been drunk enough to, instead of come up and request a song, actually hand you their debit card and ask for a drink? Like, you were the bar,
no,
and the bar person was on the other
side. So, but, you know, I'm Italian-American, but I look a little bit Latino, so I've had guys come up and speak, like, full Spanish, and then I just sit there and nod my head and then just say, "Hey, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what you're saying. So, you brought your controllers,
yeah.
And I would love to just kind of, like, push a couple buttons.
Yeah.
Right after we do these commercials.
Let's do it.
Is that cool? All right. Thank you, DJ Tiberius, for being in here with us. Appreciate it.
No daddy issues here, but mommy issues, like, whoa. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Happy early birthday, DJ Tiberius. Thank you for coming in. You're going to have a party on Sunday, actually.
Yes,
you'll
yeah.
You'll be DJing there?
Yeah, I'll be at Throwback.
All right.
Yeah.
Information on... Where would they find it?
So on my website, djtiberius.com. So that's djtiberias.com. That's pretty much where I have like free downloads of mixes, songs, and then also my tour dates and stuff. So.
Awesome. And you've toured with Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal. Yeah. Huge deal. That's amazing.
Yeah. I've been with them for about 4 years. So
that's who we're learning from, you guys. So we've got just a couple more minutes before Jeremy takes over with the 90s at 9. And it's not the first thing that you like to teach people, but I thought it would be the funnest thing.
I agree.
For on air.
Yeah.
So
it's scratching. Definitely when. So it's like the head spin of break dancing. So it's like it's the most flashy. But, yeah, obviously as a DJ, if you start, you have to learn how to mix first.
Right.
Which I will personally help you with.
Okay, thank you.
So you're not out to dry on Saturday. But yeah, for today's bit, we're going to do a little bit of scratching.
All right.
So
could you give us an example of what it's supposed to sound like?
Sure. let me put on a beat here. So yeah, it's all percussive. So you just have fun with it. It's just like a jazz kind of drummer. Just
that's what it sounds like for a professional. Stacey Moody, you're actually kind of good at it when we were doing it off air. You want to give it a shot?
I did the whole movement.
Stacey Moody. Scratch it.
All right. I'm gonna get percussive. This is not me.
No, yeah, that's definitely DJ T.
Okay, I'm ready. All right, ready.
Go now. Chris, go. Chris, go. All right, Chris is going to take it. All I want to do is freestyle rap over this. I hate Stacey Moody. Why is everybody so good at this? That is Chris right now. Do you have one of these in your basement? You've never done this before? You're doing the three-finger trick that he was doing. All right, Chris, get off the thing. Dustin, you go. Get off the thing. Get off the thing, Chris. All right, this is going to be Dustin. Please, somebody suck at this. Not just me. All right, fine. Get me. Get me.
Come on, Jordan.
Okay, Jordan.
Wow. Okay. All right. So,
that was awesome.
Yeah, everybody else was really, really, really good at that, and then I sucked. Hey, DJ Tiberius, will you play us out?
Sure.
Okay. I don't even really know what that means, but we're about to find out.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.